Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik. Co-host Gil, you'll be joining us very shortly. And tonight, we pay homage and honor to the man who revolutionized metal, Dimebag Dale Abbott. With such bands as Pantera and Damage Plan, Little Miss Rebel. So I say we get this shit fucking started. Yo, Pantera, Cat Scratch Fever. And we are back. Up next, Damage Plan. Pride. combos and vitamin water. Perfect mix.
That sounds like a terrible mix. What kind of combos are they?
Pepperoni pizza.
Oh, he actually got the good kind. How about that? But the water can go fuck itself.
I don't know. I like vitamin water. It's not that bad.
Of course not. Because you're an idiot.
Yeah, so, hoping we get some more fucking submissions for the mixtape.
We need a fucking cover for that shit.
Oh, you made like two covers.
I don't know, man. Not much of covers, though.
No, but Santa Claus with a knife in his hand? Perfect.
Yeah, I have some random Google image.
Yeah, so we'll use that one.
I don't know, that one's a lot better. Since the other one was a Photoshop version of the Coca-Cola commercial.
except this time it was a fucking house on fire.
Instead of him drinking Coca-Cola, it's him throwing cocktail moly toss or whatever the fuck in the people's houses and shit.
Exactly. Even better.
Damn kids.
Yep.
So you got some snow down there?
I don't know what the fuck is doing right now. I don't know if it's raining or snowing or hailing.
Have you been blind all day or something? You don't know if it was snowing or anything?
It didn't snow today, like earlier. But I think it's snowing now, or hailing now. But can't actually see in the dark.
Can't see in the dark. It's fucking white, man. How do you miss it?
But when it blends in with the fucking darkness outside, it's kind of hard to see what's going on. But I think it might actually just be hail, though.
The point is, even at nighttime, you can see snow.
Yeah, but it sounds more like rain or hail.
Yeah, it's been doing all of that this weekend. Raining, yep. The hail, the snowing, and back. But now it's snowing again. We got at least a few inches, though.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday it fucking rained, then snowed, then we had sunshine, then it rained again.
Yeah, for a whole week or whatever, it was like 60 degrees and shit, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we're going to snow all weekend.
That's okay. Tomorrow, I've only got 4 hours of work. So when I get out, I'm coming home, taking a nap, and I'm off Tuesday. Hell yeah, bud.
I don't know. It was like, at least the roads aren't like, there's one picture I saw somebody posted of where they're at. The whole damn road is nothing but ice.
Well, I hope it ain't that way when I get up for work in the morning because my mom don't drive on ice. And the buses don't run on ice.
Well, nobody drives on ice, man. They kind of, slide.
I take it back. Tomorrow I'm going to go to work for my 4 hours, come home, talk to my lesbian friend. So then, yeah.
Come home and talk to my lesbian friend.
Yeah.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Because she's a lesbian.
Well, couldn't you just say, yeah, I'm going to come home and talk to my friend? No, you had to stress the fact that she was a lesbian. Why?
I don't know. But hey, she's a let. It somehow found me on Kick.
Man, it ain't helping you.
I don't know about that. I mean, considering the fact, you know, she already said, you know, so definitely give it a try.
Give what a try? She's a lesbian.
Let's see.
I don't understand. Give what a try? Are you a bitch now?
Well, not because of the fact, you know, she told me to beat my meat, and I told her, I respond saying, you'd love that, wouldn't you? She goes, LOL, I'm a lesbian, but I'd give it a try. I don't care.
You love that? What?
Well, because of the fact she told me to beat my meat.
She told, you
told
to
her
beat
that.
Your meat?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said what?
And I said, you'd love that, wouldn't you? And she responds with, I'm a lesbian, but I'd give it a try. I don't care. So in other words, she would be willing to let me fuck her.
Or beat your meat.
But I must say, those pictures of Sammy and Serenity, they came in handy.
Excuse me?
You know, the fucking tits and pussy pics of Sam. You know, the one that went merp.
You know, I really thought you were just talking about those children that belonged to Ms. Looney, and I was quite weirded out.
Nah, man,
why would her kids' pictures come in handy with this nigga?
I didn't even know her kids' name was Sammy.
No, you said Serenity. Ain't that like her kid's name and shit?
No. Serenity, you know, the chick whose, you know, mom, you know, got pissed, hated the fact that I was talking to her and shit. You know, the one that, you know, who sent me pictures of her, you know, that you should remember who I'm talking about. You know, that chick Serenity.
Yeah, that young girl.
Yep, that'd be her.
You still talk to that chick?
Nope. But since this chick's a lesbian, you know, I decided to send her all of her pics.
Oh, I'm sure she would love to hear that.
I don't talk to her anymore. So hey.
I'm just saying. People send us pictures. We're not supposed to send them to other people.
Oh well.
Just saying.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens way too often.
Well, I'm sure Sammy won't mind because, you know, we don't talk to her. And Serenity, I'm pretty sure she won't mind.
Yeah, ain't nobody give a shit about that Sam girl.
Exactly. Yeah, nah, man. You know, like, this chick was fucking drooling the man. Like the man, I sent her fucking Sam's fucking tits.
Why?
Big ass titties.
They're all right. I've definitely seen bigger and better.
I have too. But, shit, man, for a lesbian, I don't think she really cares.
Obviously, since lesbians like girls that look like guys.
But of course, you know.
And you go silent like you had no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
But no, it explains to the fact, you know, then she told me that this like Japanese chick apparently tried sending her a so-called strip video.
You did what? You did what now?
She had a Japanese chick fucking send her a video of her trying to strip.
I just thought you said you sent her a strip video. I said you did what?
No, but then she goes, she told me, it's so stupid. She humping a pillow in pink underwear, holding her shirt up, that's it. Yeah, that's supposed to be a fucking strip tease.
Humping a pillow?
Yeah. And then apparently she fucking sent her a message saying, I'm a rape you mouth like my pillow. And then she fucking...
Okay then.
Yeah, then she responds with, that's weird. You gonna rape me the fuck? No.
All right then.
I should probably mention the lesbian friend, the lesbian chick, she's 17.
Oh, what the fuck, Alec?
Hey, she turns 18 next week.
Yeah, so they also.
December 18th is the
man,
day she's 18.
You're going to get in trouble with another girl's mom.
Well, she's a lesbian, so I don't think her mom could say shit.
Yeah, she's coming. What the fuck? I thought you were gay. What you talking to this juggalo for?
Well, she's a juggalette, so who cares?
I'm sure her mother cares.
No, that was only Serenity's mom.
Well, it's a good thing that you don't plan on meeting these people ever.
Yeah, no worry.
Because, man, I see Chris Hansen in your future. Fucking around online talking to underage kids, Havoc, can never turn out good at all.
Hey, but you know what? At least she's 17, turning 18 next week. I'm like fucking Chris Penland, who goes up to the fucking 13-year-olds.
Chris Penland. The dude is just disgusting.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, I was going through my likes, and I saw that like page for... victims of him or whatever. Get justice for the victims of Chris Penland.
I should try and find that page and like it.
Didn't you already like it?
I don't remember.
It was a long time ago.
Exactly, that's why I don't remember.
I'm just saying, I saw that just randomly. I was like, wow. Speaking of which, that dude's still even on the internet? Probably.
Unfortunately, yes.
All you ever see is people posting up, report this guy, he's a pedophile. No shit, the whole world already knows this.
Man, the NFL just needs to die already.
The NFL? What is that going to do with Chris Penland?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm just saying, NFL needs to die.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing people fucking post up, oh my God, my team won. Go Panthers! Go Dolphins! Go fuck your mom!
There's one thing I don't understand about football is every time they go to run the ball, they do the same fucking thing, and they run into a big group of fucking people when clearly they could just run around. But nobody ever does that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, let me run into this big group of guys. Maybe I'll get somewhere. No. That's something I'll never understand about that. As he gets quiet.
Well, it turns out I did not have Chris Cumlin, the justice for the victims of Chris Cumlin, liked, but now I do.
Wow.
Let's see. I got about 12 friends who like the page.
See that?
Man, it'd be funny if, you know, if fucking Penn fucking tried fucking commenting on there saying this and that.
I'm sure he has.
But yeah, man, it's still growing strong too. There's about
that's what she said.
There's about 290 likes.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Oh wait, look, November 25th. Here's a new page. It's called that's Chris Summers' new page. I found the more focused. They're trying to make fucking new pages.
Way to go.
And apparently, Cumlin's a fucking fan of Kira, you know, from the fucking thing was those and left.
Oh, that thing.
Yep.
Left that group a long time ago. So yeah.
Yeah, apparently he put out a status saying on November 20th saying, "This isn't Kira of real ass. If it is Kira, make a fan sign and same photo with my name, Red Mist, on it. And if you don't, then it proves this ain't your ass. So come on, show me if it's real or not, Kira Sakura."
Idiot.
Yeah, I like they saying Justice League against Chris Cumlin. There's more of keeps trying to get people up on. Just keeps trying to get all these kids and shit.
Yeah. Fucking people on the internet.
Yep.
So why don't you go ahead and play a song?
Sounds good. Let's go with Damage Plan. Fuck you.
fuck you too.
Let's see. Nobody tuned in? No.
There's tons of people tuned in. What are you talking about?
No, yeah, this is invisible, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Nerdy Ducky is on the rent again.
Yay, more rants.
Yep. Rant. I wonder if Togepi fucking throwing a story you around. Yeah. Yeah. She didn't comment back, but you know, but she did end up liking my comment.
Along with everybody else that commented.
Nah. Actually, she was probably the only one that actually liked it.
That's like that picture Flower Child put up, man, talking about God loves you. I was like, no, he doesn't. And then she says, "Satan loves you." And then I said, "I know."
Run this shit way too far. Like fucking, let's see. Today at work, I saw a van or SUV, what the fuck it was, had a bumper sticker saying, "Real men love Jesus."
Man, I thought you were going to tell me it was filled with Mexicans.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
I was like, where's it going with this Isola van today?
But yeah, no, but yeah, it's just fucking funny because of the fact that you see on the back, you know, like I said, real men love Jesus. You go on to the other side, there's a fucking license plate that says Jesus.
So it was Jesus' car?
I guess so.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm just thinking in my head. No, real men don't like Jesus or love him or whatever the fuck you want to say it.
Yeah, Havoc, it's love. Get it right.
Yeah. All I know is that was a stupid fucking van. They had all that shit up on there.
Stupid fucking van.
And the person driving.
Yeah, fuck you, van.
But what do you say we go to another track? And since this is Dimebag Night, what do you say we play something that features his brother? A little hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back.
I don't mean to Monica.
Thank God.
Adam, stop being gay.
What?
I said, Adam, stop being gay.
No, he didn't.
No, I'm telling him to stop being gay.
But you said he stopped being gay.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But no, he fucking posted up 2 minutes ago. Great day so far. Good night. Oh, no, it was great night. Great day, so good night. You're a 10, boyfriend.
The fuck?
That's what he fucking put. That. Yeah, that's part of his status. Yeah.
Man, I guess that's all it needs, man. All I need is to find me a bitch that'll support my music, and then somebody will listen to me. Because, you know, all these people out there seem to have, you know, a girlfriend that supports them and to post up all this shit for them, and then people go and listen to them. I guess that's all I'm missing.
Yeah, I guess I think that's all I'm missing, too, for JR.
Wait, what? Yeah, that is what you're missing for JR. Even though when you had a bitch, man, didn't really help either.
That's true.
Because she didn't do anything, I guess.
Yeah, except for wanting to quit JR.
Did you say she wanted you to quit JR?
Yes.
Wow.
I guess apparently, you know, she got tired of me giving all my attention to JR, but people need to realize JR came first.
Yeah, it's not like she was anything special anyway.
Exactly. She was just Chewbacca.
Yeah. And then you found another co-host, and look what he did.
Yeah, he fucked up too. He didn't do jack shit. And
then you had Kissa. At least she brought people here just because they were obsessed with her.
Exactly. And then she died off.
Yeah. Then she became...
That didn't last long at all.
I don't don't even know what she became.
It lasted one night.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when she was actually here. Like.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Then we brought her back.
She was here for a good while.
Yeah, and then we brought her back. She was here for one night.
Yeah, she barely made that.
It looks like Snow the Product's got a show coming up in February.
Another one? Another tour?
No, it's the anti-gang / bullying music festival 2013. February 22nd, 2014 from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. Features Snow the Product, DJ Clay, Fisticuffs, Cash Reap, Hoodoo, Inev, or whatever the dude's name is, Mars, don't give a fuck about him. Yeah, it looks like a shitload of fucking artists that's, you know, mainly in, Texas.
So it must be in Texas.
Yeah, it's in Victoria.
Yeah, I will not be there.
I will not either. I mean, I think they should make that a tour, but, you know, leave Mars out of it.
Why does he not promote anti-bullying?
Man. He's a fucking idiot.
Duh.
Hey, look. Ms. Louie made a promo.
Yeah, for her boyfriend.
Oh, no, it's not for JR, though.
I said for her boyfriend.
Yeah, A and B.
Well, her boyfriend's not A and B.
No, but I guess they're gonna be doing a show with A and B.
Yeah. Why do you think I just said what I was saying before? I need to find me a bitch to listen to my music.
No, no, man. Let's see who's all on board of this flipping show. Prey.
Oh, we got a message.
Yeah, from somebody I don't know who the fuck they are.
Huh?
All she goes is, hey, you got a cell phone number?
Yeah, 646-716-8054. Call
that's
me.
Why. That's why. She goes, inbox me your phone numbers because I'm doing it in my Facebook, so message me.
Who the fuck are you?
So my name is Alicia Hufford.
Do you know her? Have you ever talked to her before?
No. This is the first time she's ever messaged me. And it's her number. I was like, sure, I have an Obama phone.
There you go.
Let's see. She apparently worked for Butterball.
The turkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was part of the production / packaging crew.
Did she just tell you that?
No, it says it on her fucking Facebook.
Oh, okay.
work in education, Butterball.
Well, I guess she knows how to package the meat.
I guess so.
Poultry.
Yeah, I guess she knows how to cook the chicken.
She knows how to lube it up. Shut the fuck up.
They look coupons.
Yeah, coupons.
Yeah, save 75 cents on one package of Butterball regular or something.
Man, you're taking it through four. You didn't have to look all that up now.
There we go. 75 cents. Say 75 cents on one package of Butterball regular or deep fried lunch meat. Say 75 cents on one package of Butterball recipe starters, turkey dinner sausage.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah, I don't see how saving 75 cents could help.
That could help a lot, man.
I guess.
Mr. Poor.
Yeah, but Butterballs are like fucking like $8, $9. If not more than that.
I don't know. I don't buy Butterball.
I don't either. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I did upload a track earlier. That's actually perfect for tonight.
Is it about turkeys?
Fuck no.
Well, then what the fuck?
So here we go with El Nino Pantera cover. 5 minutes alone.
Yeah.
And we're back. Gotta say, that's definitely a dope-ass cover for El Nino. And they even sounded a hell of a lot like fucking Pantera with that shit, too.
I see.
Motherfucker, what the hell? I pressed home. It fucking put up a picture of a fucking turkey.
What?
I went to press home on Facebook and it brought me up, it brought up a picture of a turkey.
Calling you names, you fucking turkey.
Oh, bud. Oh yeah, apparently our good friend Destiny. The only reason she doesn't call him is because she doesn't have the minutes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're supposed to care about that.
I don't know, but she just had a comment on one of our promos.
As anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, look, she decided to post something up in Facebook saying, I feel so hated right now.
It's because you are.
Jessica Rosa Marie Redling. Why the fuck did you invite me to a group called Ask Dragon? Who the fuck is Dragon?
And
why the fuck
do
I have to ask
this
shit? Yes. Ask Dragon.
Ask Dragon or Ass Dragon?
Ask. A-S-K. Let's see. Okay, so, yeah, I am bored as fuck right now, so I'm going to start this group as a Facebook version of Ask Jeeves. Ask me a question, and I will answer it in facts or my own opinion. You may not like the answers. The only advice I give on asking questions is do not ask any questions that you may not want the answer to.
Why does God hate gay people?
You know what? I'll invite you to the group that you could ask.
I don't want to be in that group.
Oh, you don't want to ask Dragon?
No. Who the fuck is Dragon?
I don't fucking know. That's what,
man,
I'm trying to figure.
I don't even want to ask Jeeves. What the fuck I want to ask Dragon for?
Okay, you know, I'm gonna ask the question. My question is, why does Miley Cyrus twerk when she has no ass? There, that's my question.
Man, this is that dumb bitch that started that G Sport group. With that phone number that don't work. Man, ask her why is it we call her G-Spot number and it don't fucking work.
Because we can't press.
That's what you should ask this dumb bitch.
It works, we just can't press one on the soundboard.
I guess somebody just asked her something and she just straight up posted Urban Dictionary.
Exactly. That's why I asked her. Why does Miley Cyrus twerk when she has no ass? My next question will be, why was Lil Wayne born instead of aborted? Then my other question will be, why isn't Little Jimmy in a fucking wheelchair anymore?
I don't want no Urban Dictionary answer either. I want you to truthfully answer that. And why is your name Dragon? What is this? How to learn or how to train your dragon?
Facebook style.
I can't even believe it's just that girl with that number that don't work from that other group.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's ridiculous.
Well, if we get to her question, maybe it's worth it.
Not really.
Well, I mean, come on, but if she, I mean, you know, if she could actually fucking answer your question, why does God hate gay people? Then it's definitely a miracle.
Why does the church hate gay people? But we're supposed to love everybody. But you hate gay people.
Real good. Yeah.
Why do priests have sex with kids? Here's another, yeah, there's another question. Why do priests have sex with kids when they're there pretty much saying that they're not going to have sex with anyone? You know, like nuns.
Yeah, exactly. Why is it fucking priests can have sex with little kids, but nuns can't get naked to have sex with other fucking hot-ass nuns?
I don't know. I don't really know if that's a fair comparison.
Okay, fine. We could ask. If priests are having sex with kids, does that mean the nuns are having sex with the girls, too?
Well, probably.
And did the little girls report the nuns? Or is it just the little boys that report the priest?
I don't know.
These are all questions that need to be answered by the all-knowing ass dragon. Bud.
Well, this person right here, down here, says, why am I unloved?
Because you're retarded.
Why am I so crazy?
Am I really a nerd?
Can't even believe this shit.
Michael Bailey goes, why did you add me to this group?
Well, yeah. Havoc, why'd you add me to this group?
Ask her.
Wait, that's cool. You put me here.
Well, that's Jessica Rosa Marie. What the fuck her last name is?
I don't want to.
Here we go. Becky Joannes goes, hey, Dragon, why is there so much drama in Facebook?
Yeah, good luck answering that one, too.
She responded saying, because people are whiny, mosey bitches.
Did she Google that answer, too?
She probably did. And she'll probably Google your question. Why does God hate people? Or hate gay people?
Well, let's see what Google has to say.
Yeah. While you do that, time for some cemetery gates. We'll be right back. And we're back. So apparently, we're still in the first season of Total Divas.
Well, clearly, man, the first fucking half there wasn't that long.
Yeah, that was only the summer finale.
Man, this girl said, "Why do I gotta be beautiful?" I was like, "The same reason I gotta be ugly." And then she said, "You're not. I go by the inside, the personality, not the outside." I was like, "Well, then I'm fucking beautiful." Wait, hold on. So the finale was today?
There's like one episode left until the season finale. It comes back in 2014.
Wait, what?
Apparently there's one episode left until the season finale, then it comes back in 2014. Just like
The Walking Dead.
Lando Cloud.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's here, Randy. I know he's here. He's like that creepy motherfucker, elf on the shelf. He's watching us, ain't he?
He probably is.
I just found out what the fuck the elf on the shelf was the other day. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, I swear this is just a fucking answer that was fucking retarded. Because of the fact, you know, when that Levita chick goes, "Yeah, but why do I have to be beautiful?" Her response is, "Because the genetics God chose you to be pretty."
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think God has anything to do with that.
Oh, damn, dude. Man, what if I busted my head earlier, man? Now there's literally a fucking, like, cut or something on my head. I didn't even know then.
Oh, fuck.
The fuck? Well, that's a bitch. Damn. Smacked the shit out of my fucking head. No, it was apparently a cut on my fucking head that I can't see, but I can feel it.
Maybe you're being attacked by fucking Togepi.
No, man, I banged it off the fucking cabinet in my house.
Well, then, I don't know. But holy
it hurt,
shit.
Hurt like a motherfucking bitch, man. I didn't realize there was a cut, though, until just now.
Apparently, this Levita chick got an obsession with fucking fat people. Well, fat chicks.
Obsession with fat people?
That Levita chick?
Man, this bitch don't even know my personality, though, but she agreed with me.
Be prepared to have nightmares, Ghetto.
Why?
You'll find out.
No. Why are you getting fat ass bitches on my fucking messenger right now?
What do you know? Well, put them on your profile.
Man, somebody will like them.
Yeah, I found them on LaVita's page.
Who?
That chick LaVita.
The hell, man, I didn't even make it that far in clicking people's pages, man. The hell?
There, I'll put it on your wall.
I mean, she is kind of hot, though. How old is she, like, 16?
I don't think 16 since she's in the Army.
Ah, what the hell? Whole lot of ass, man. It's like two asses together.
No, it's like three asses together.
No. It's like four ass cheeks, man.
Gets worse.
How do you see this chick's page, man? Looked like it was private right there.
I don't know. I just managed to get the meter. Like you said, man, someone's bound to like these fucking pictures.
Yeah. Jesus, man. You don't have to post them all.
You know what? I'm gonna post them on Adam's page. Like, Adam, we found your girls.
May probably likes that.
I don't know, man. He's gay.
He's gay.
I'll give him the one with the double ass cheeks.
Yeah.
There you go, Adam. I'm sure Adam's gonna end up loving that ass right there. From Hell Yeah, I haven't played at all up on the soundboard yet. Here we go. You wouldn't know.
Rolling.
Yep.
Let's see. So, did you notice that Facebook fucking booted us both off last night at 1 o'clock?
Did you realize you just said Facebook?
I mean, blog talk.
I did notice that.
Yeah, I was in the middle of saying something, and like all of a sudden I hear, click. Like, what the fuck? This is like what, the second time it's happened to us. Because it did this one time before. Blow talk. Full of glitches.
Damn, dude. I really did bust my fucking head. Damn. Damn.
I love Destiny turned emo.
But I guess I'm alright since it's not gushing out blood. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
It's like a big ass cut on my head, though. Well, that fucking sucks. At least it's on the back of my head.
Yeah. Lotus flower bomb. Fucking sexy as fuck. Apparently someone died named Holly Richard Richmond.
Okay.
I don't know who the fuck she is, but, trying to figure out who the fuck she was.
Does it really matter?
Not really. Just since I keep seeing people post up about it on fucking Facebook.
I don't see anything about that.
That's on my newsfeed. Because I saw Vec post something about it.
Well, why don't you just ask him? Or or is that too easy?
That's probably too easy. AJ Lee, Clay Wilson, April Rose, Candice Michelle, Steve, Maria, April Chandler, sir. First off, Andrew Stewart. You might want to learn how to spell Xmas.
How do you fuck up that?
Xmas. He put M-E-S-S.
You say M-E-F-F.
M-E-S-S.
Wow. Makes you think, how does he spell Christmas?
But he probably spells Christmas the same way. Andrew D. Engine, thought the lighting in this pic looked really good. No. Yeah, it looks good, right? For nightmares. Let's go with another truck. Let's see, Band of Brothers.
it's open season. We've got that 1,000 yards there, and all we need is a reason. We're not deluded, full battle jacket. We're in this shit and we love it. Let's motherfucking do that. It's time to man up. We got a man down. It's time to man up. Never leave a man down. I'm not going back if you got my ear. As long as we stand together, everything's gonna be alright. I'll keep you out when you get old. Just a band of brothers raising hell like a murder of God.
So, Gettleman, who do you think is going to win? Rocky or The Godfather?
He's talking about that terrible movie that's coming out on Christmas.
Yeah, Grudge Match.
That doesn't even look like a good movie.
No, it does not. But like I said, who do you think is going to win? Godfather or Rocky?
Rocky.
Bud. And why the fuck did they decide to throw Kevin Hart into that movie? The fuck's the point of that?
To try to make it funny.
Yeah.
They got Shane in there, too.
Wait, Shane? Oh, yeah.
Okay. From The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I didn't even see him in that yet. Well, the plows are out. Which means it must have snowed.
It must have snowed. Instead of looking outside, he just guessed.
Of course.
Because it's so hard to look out your window.
I don't feel like getting up yet. And look, even Eminem's mom is in the movie.
I see.
Kim Basinger. Basinger. Whatever the fuck her last name is.
Basinger?
Yeah, that thing. Xbox One, watch The Rise, interactive trailer. Now, that game actually looks good, but unfortunately it's just for fucking PS4 or Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox. Oh, yeah, like I said, you know, they should put it out for PS4 or PS3 or some form of PlayStation.
Yep.
Son of Rome. Genres: hack and slash and action and adventure.
Only for Xbox.
Yep. Only for the Xbox One.
Motherfuckers.
Okay, let's get up. Let me go look outside.
Much snow though. It's not even on the road. It's just sidewalks and driveways.
It's because they just drove by.
No, they didn't. They didn't even come through. They didn't even come through my neighborhood.
Well, then, what the hell was it?
The highway.
But I don't give a fuck to look outside anymore, so I'm shutting my play one more track, and then I'm going to go pass out for work.
If it'll even let you.
Yeah, if they let me. So we'll be alcohol and ass.
Come on. A little bit of sunshine. A little bit of booze. Of me and a little bit of you, a little bit country, a little bit of blues, a little slice of heaven and a little piece of you. Come on, alcohol.